All right, guten Tag. Welcome back for a new season. I'm Yitzchak Shem, we should have a successful winter. We're starting this year with the topic we're going to try to cover is Chalukas Shutzvis. It's a Geshmaka Inyan. It's not so difficult, actually. It's actually easier than Hilchas Shutzvis. What's interesting is that the Mechab actually starts off, he brings the Inyan of Hilchas Chalukas Shutzvis, he and Kufayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, before he brings Hilchas Shutzvis. Hilchas Shutzvis really starts later, Kufayin Vav. So you have to know why he preceded this Chalukas Shutzvis before Shutzvis. You first have to become a Shutzvis before you break up your Shutzvis. Now we're already breaking up the Shutzvis. Oh, we want to about Shutzvis? I'll tell you Shutzvis later on. It needs... Is what? Yeah, but don't we have to become a Shutzvis? So first tell me how to become a Shutzvis, then break it up, and then later on... Hey, so Weiss does, I'm just making a suggestion, yeah, that's the suggestion I would like to make, is that it's a maima, it's an Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malon, that before you go into a Shutzvis, you have to know what your exit strategy is. You have to know what's going to be when you get into it. It sounds very rosy at the beginning, and if everything works out great as anticipated, gewaldic, it really ever happens the way it's anticipated or projected. And we have to tell you, you should know what you're getting into and what your ways out are. And if you don't like those ways to get out, then you should reconsider going in. You have to know how and what your options are to know when and if and what terms to go in. Let's say you know that there's a certain type of chalukas or shittas which you don't like, then you better carve yourself out a different position to be able to get out of there. Before you go into something, you always have to know how to get out of it. And I could be, and that's what you were saying, yes, that we've seen Seyda Hashas, Gittin comes before Kedushin. But, all right, fine. That's the Welt says over that part. Anyway, the kids, before we start, I just want to give a bit of Agdama to Chalukas HaShutzvis. And with this Agdama, the Simen, we could see the Simen to get the total picture of the Simen. Basically, we're going to learn in Yad Hashem, there are five different ways to do Chalukas HaShutzvis. There are five different ways how to break up a Shutzvis. Each way has its own tanoim mesuyamim, requirements, conditions, variables, its ingredients. It's not one is not like the other. Some yes, they overlap in a lot of ways, but each way, each chalukas hashutzes, each oifen is unique in a certain way or ways. Nishno, it's unique. It's sometimes you only have one and not the other. It's only shaykh to do it this way and not the other way. And there are times that you have numerous ways, numerous options of how to be chaylik to shutvis. And even then, the halacha prescribes specific order of how. If you have three different options, you have to choose option one before two and two before three. The halacha is a seder of kedima, which chalukas and shutvis you have to use. And I'm going to just discuss right now, bekitza, the five different ways. And then when we go through the Simen, we'll see. The Mechab doesn't put it in the order of those five, but I'm going to discuss the five, and it's this order that actually has a preference. Number one comes first, then goes number two, then goes number three. It means number one's not available, then we'll go to number two. Number two's not available, then we resort to number three. There are five ways. The first way is the easiest way to make a Chalukas HaShutzvis. And the Chalukas HaShutzvis I'm talking about, I want to be clear, is where I can actually force you to be Chaylik. Obviously, if the two of us are agreeable, we can be chaylik any which way we want. You can put halacha aside. We're willing to do it in a different oifen. We're talking about where one shutev refuses to be chaylik, and the other guy insists, no, I want out. I don't want to be married to you forever. I want out of here. I could force, one shutev could actually force the other shutev to be chaylik. And there are five different ways. And not always could you force. We're going to have to learn when you're allowed to force. There are variables and conditions that have to be met, but when you're able to force, which is usually the case, there are five different ways you could force. The first way to force, and that's the best way, when the shutvis owns numerous items, numerous properties, numerous kveitzim, and they are all, let's call it, identical or comparable, and then melo, we could divide ze keneged ze. Let's say we have two tape recorders. So I tell you, you know what, I had enough with this tape recorder shutzvis. The business is going, that's it, there's no need for tape recorders anymore. You take one and I take one and let's go our way. And the two tape recorders are identical or comparable, so it's a clean split. You take half the shutzvis, I take half the shutzvis. We have equal halves, and then this way we can divide and break up the shutzvis. That's a simple way. There are usually the cases that it's not divisible. You cannot just have items in the shittah that are identical or comparable that you could take half and I take half, one zeh keneged zeh. The next way is where we take an item that we are meshutef in and we actually divide that item. Now that's not applicable with tabor. I cut the tabor quarter in half, it doesn't work. Like Shlomo Amar, cut the son in half, it doesn't work. But you could, many times you could have, let's say we own a lot, a very large lot, and I could say, you know what, it's time, let's break up the shutfis, and let's subdivide this lot. You'll take the north side, I'll take the south side. Let's assume there's no difference between the north side and the south side. Like the Gemara talks about, if there's a river on one side, so that's a better side to be on. Let's assume that the two sides are comparable. You take one side, I take the other side. So there we're taking one item, and we're actually cutting that item in half, and nevertheless, that's also a chalukas ha-shutfis. That's step two. It's not as good as the first one, but it's number two. Comes the third time, a third dagger, is that we cannot split the item either. And I'll give you an example. First of all, the one I just said, let's say you're at the north side, the better side. But it could be other times that you can't split. Let's say, which we're going to learn, just for simple argument's sake, let's say you'll have a lot that if I'm going to subdivide, I don't meet the zoning. Let's say we're in an R10 zone and I need to have 10,000 square feet. So together we have 10,000 square feet in this lot. We cut it in half. I have 5,000 and you have 5,000. My 5,000 is worthless. You can't build on it. Your 5,000 is worthless. So we can't divide this lot. It doesn't make sense to divide this lot. Or what happens if, and we're going to learn about it, but I'll just throw out an idea. What happens if the lot is, and correct me with the numbers here in Lakewood, but let's say the lot right now, let's say the lot is 30,000 square feet. So right now, when we have a lot in an R10 zone, and we only need 10,000 per lot, so what I'll do is right now that lot, together as a whole, as 30,000 square feet, is buildable three houses. I could subdivide into three different lots. So it has the yechelis to build three houses on it. Now, if I'm going to cut it in half, and I'll take 15,000 square feet, you take 15,000 square feet, now I could build one house, you could build one house, but then that last house, that third house, just went up in the air, disappeared. So it's really not divisible to its full value, because if we keep it together, it's worth three lots. If we divide into two, then it's only worth two lots, or maybe a better two lots, but still not worth the value of three lots. So that could also be problematic in dividing. We're going to go through the variables when, with. I just want to throw out this idea. So therefore, this idea is not, this way of being chaylik is not available either. So there's a third way.
Is the purpose of the shutfis to divide and have the original value, or the purpose is that each one should walk away with the same thing?
No, but you can't force me to be chaylik if you're going to be mafsid me on my value. Now, gradually we're going to get through. You could force me to be chaylik, be mafsid on a nominal amount. We're going to have to learn through it. But if it's a real amount, a significant amount, you can force me to take a hefsid. You can force me to break up. We don't have to be married to each other. But you can't force me to take a hefsid. Because right now, let's say, argument's sake, each lot is worth $200,000. As a shutfis, it's worth $600,000. So my value is half, is $300,000. Yours is $300,000. If you're going to force me to divide it into two parts, so now each land is worth $200,000, a little more, $250,000, let's say, but still not worth the $300,000 underlying value that was my chelik when we were together. So you can't force me to be chelik b'chai gavna. Okay. The third darga of how to be chelik, and that's probably the most common in a way, and that is called good or egod. We come to the table, look, it's not working out, we have different visions of how to move forward with the shutfis. It's take it or leave it. Either I'll take the entire partnership, or you take the entire partnership. It's not divisible, so we have to keep the partnership intact. I mean, the assets of the partnership intact. The assets are not divisible. So therefore, either I'll take control of the whole shutfis, or you'll take control of the whole shutfis. That's what's on the table. And we're going to learn through the process of how to invoke good or egod. Basically, I have to come up, let's just take a simple pshat, I'm going to go through it to my clerk, it's not so posh, but the basically is I'll come to you with a number, I'll say one day to you, you know what, Yankel, it's over, I'm willing to give you $1 million for your chelik. Take it or leave it. Either you match me on that, you want my chelik for $1 million, and it's yours. If you don't, then I'll take yours for $1 million. That's a simple pshat. We're going to go through these other pshatim and good or egod. the way it's generally done today is not exactly like that. It's usually done through an internal auction. It's like, I'll offer you a million, and then you'll counter a million one, and I go a million two, and the best man wins. Whoever gives the highest price to the other parties, chelik, will take over the entire shutfis. We're going to have to go learn and get it's very geschmack, and we're going to get to it. Each one, just going out through the... That's darga number three. Darga number four is where we'll split the revachim. Let's say we are a shutfis in a property that we're living in it together. We no longer need to live in that property together. I got married, you got married, we're both moving out. What are we going to do with this property? So we have another option. The option is what we could do is we could rent this house out to a third party and share the profits. So it's a form of a chalukah. It's really not a chalukah in the principle. In the underlying asset, we are still remaining partners. But we are sharing the profits of the asset. We will now rent it out to somebody else and we'll share the income. That's a fourth darga. And then finally, the last darga, the fifth darga, is where we don't get along together, let's say, and we can't use the item at the same time, but we could divide the time of the item. Chalukas hazmanim. That means, sorry?
Time sharing.
We own a bathhouse together. And it's not working out together. So what we'll do is, you take Sunday, I take Monday, you take Tuesday, and we go back and forth. That's how it is, and no problem. So we share the time of the... We don't work with it and use it together, but that's how we're making a chalukah. So we're making a chalukah in the time. We're dividing the times by day, by week, by month, whatever it is, but we're dividing the time, and that's a form of a chalukah. Those are the five forms of chalukah. Just chazar sashir quickly. One is the first and the best is a chalukah shava. Zeh keneged zeh. You take one item, I take another item. The second is you divide the actual item into two. The third is good or igud. It's a takeover. Either I buy you out, you buy me out. That's three, and that's, like I said, the most prominent type of a chalukah, the most frequent chalukah that's exercised. The fourth is chalukas haravachim, where we share profits, we rent it out and we share the profit. And the final, the fifth, is chalukas hazmanim, we time share, we share the time, we divide the time of the item. Those are the five. Like I said, the mechaber doesn't go through the simin in that order. And actually what we're dealing with tonight, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to deal with, is actually splitting an item into two. That's how the Mechaber starts off. We're going to see when you're allowed to do that, when you can't do that. And Mi'at Hashem, as we go through, it's going to go through the siman slowly. It's a geshmak siman. It's not too difficult. A lot of stories, a lot of cases, but I think before we really, we got to just get into the siman. Let's first get into the yisaidis before we could go off to on stories. Okay, let's...
What about selling and splitting the money? Is that one of the questions?
Well, that could be a subdivision of chalukas haravachim by renting, so we could also liquidate the asset and share the profit. But liquidating that's really, in other words, you can really put it under a different category. It's really what we're doing is we're dividing the equity, we're splitting the item into two, but not physically cutting in half. We're selling it and then splitting the value of the item into two. Okay, so we're going to get through. We'll have to go through the siman. Excellent. Okay. Correct.
The material really should be that one guy got married, and he says, now I don't need mine, I would like to rent it out, but you live in part of it.
Okay, so then we can force
it out, and then
we'll split the profits, right. Correct. Okay, that's a good mask him. Or he could then, maybe we're going to get through, he'll say, I want chalukas as well. Oh, there's time not gay. If he has to live, he can't live there every other day. But if we win an item, an asset, a gym, I'll go to the gym every other day. I'll be making it in a mikvah. I'll go to a mikvah every other day. You know, the Rebbe Shlomo would be making me maybe, but all right, fine. Okay. Let's start the mechava. Sif Aleph. Echad akoina mechaveru chatzis sedeo. What the mechava is trying to accomplish is give you a mashal, numerous mashalim, of how it's shayach for two people to own one asset together. So Makava gives a numerous examples. I go over to you and I buy off of you half your field. And that half, what we're referring to, is not a chatzim mesuyim. It's not like I buy off the north half, because then I know which half is mine. We're talking about where I buy half of the rights to your property. So we really now are sharing the entire property together 50-50. So echad akonim mechaver chatzis sedeo. Oy, another example, shnaim shekonu me'echad sada, or two people bought from a third party an entire sada together. Third example, Oishu Yoshu, they inherited an asset together, they were Yoshim. Fourth, Oishu Nitalem B'matana, or they received a present from somebody, an asset together. Oh, finally, number five, Shekziku Baimeya Hefker, they both picked up an item from Hefker together, and they were Zech, Shnaim Moiksim Betalis, and they were Zech in this Talis together, and now they are Shutvim in this Talis. So you have five different examples. That's what the Mechaber, coming from the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't mention these examples. Actually, the Poskim discuss another example. There's a sixth example. I'm sure you could think maybe of a seventh. But they talk about, the Minchas Pitum talks about a case where you have two creditors. Unfortunately, today it's very frequent. You have two creditors on Nebuchadnezzar, on Reuven. And Reuven has an asset, and the two of them come and collect the asset together. So all of a sudden, they turned into Shutvim. They didn't want to turn into Shutvim, but they turned into Shutvim because they had nowhere to collect from other from this asset, so they jointly collected an asset. That's another case that the place can bring down. All right, you can probably think of more. The idea is just, it doesn't make a difference. Any case of Shutvim, and they come together, and they now are Shutvim on our property, Dr. Machabo, and one of the Shutvin would like to divide, he had enough, velita choko, and to pull out his chelik levadoi, to be alone, he doesn't want to be jointly owned, he wants it to be individually owned. If there's enough land in there to split it, to divide it, that there will still be enough land that makes it worthwhile for every individual partner, means if we could take a large property and split it to two, so you still have enough of a property to work on, and I'll have enough property to work on, that's fine, that's considered din chaluka, kaife shar shutvin, he could be kaife the other shutvin, v'cholken imay, to be chaylik. However, v'im ein by din chaluka, if there's not enough land, if we're going to divide the land in two, we now make each part really not worth it, each part doesn't have its value, each part can't be a kaka, like I said, you have a 10,000 square foot lot, and you cut it in there, if it's 5,000 square foot, you can't build a lot. You can't build a house on that lot, so it's not a buildable lot. That's a ein boidin chaluka. Ein echu mem yocholokav es chaver alachloik. One party cannot force the other party to be chaylik in this way. Remember, you could have other ways, but this way to divide a property, to divide an asset, is not applicable. V'chein adim b'metalten, who adim b'metalten, if we'll own an asset, a tape recorder together, and now I come along and I say, okay, let's divide this tape recorder in half, it's not going to work. It's not divisible. It's ain't b'din chaluka, it's not going to work. We have a talis, let's cut the talis in half. What are you going to do with a two-string talis? I'm going to have a two-string, two tzitzis talis. It's not going to work. It's not large enough to cover our bodies. It's not an etza. So therefore, that's an embay din chaluka. And you can that's a very standard rule. It means if you want to exercise a chaluka on the item, rule number one is it has to be a yesh bay din chaluka. It has to be enough that if the chaluk, each one has value, not stam value, has the value of what the asset really is. If the asset is a lot, then if you cut it, it has to still be a lot. If the asset is a field, a farm, so even if you break into two, it has to be enough land that's kedai to farm. If you're going to take a land and cut it in half, and now it's not kedai to plant, to harvest that land, because it's too small, it's not kedai to take, that's ein boi gedin chaluka. That has to be a yesh boi gedin chaluka after your chaylik. But metals don't say you have a talis.
Let's say a jacket and a pair of pants.
No, that's not splitting because the jacket and pants are not comparable. And to split the jacket in half, what are you going to do without the jacket? So that's ein bei din chaluka. We're going to learn that's ein bei din chaluka. You could still exercise other things like good or ingot, but this, to cut it in half, is not going to be applicable. You don't have this form of chaluka. All right. Now, what you see in the Mechaber, just posh it, I think it's, but it's kedai to mention, the Lashon Mechaber is kaife es shar ha-shutvin v'chokun imoy. Kaife is a Lashon Yachid. So yeah, but there's a shar shutvin, means we're talking about many shutvin. So let's say you have a shutvin of five people, and four are happy to be with each other, and one nudnik says, I'm out of here, I want to be chaylik, he could force the other four, the minority could force the majority to be chaylik. Kaife in the shar shutvin lak. If we're not in it together, one guy, he could pull the plug. He could say the shutvitz is up. Now, the four guys could then do chaluk and then come back together again and then maybe create a new shutvitz, maybe. But this shutvitz, the way it is over. One guy, even a minority, could cause an entire shutvitz to be dissolved. That's the Lashon HaMechaber. Okay, it's partial.
Is there a way to protect that?
Yeah. That's why Mechab is giving Chalukah Shutras first. When you come to create your Shutras, you should know that the Mechab is telling you you have that way out. And if you don't like that way out, so when you create the Shutras, you should make a Tanai in your Shutras that the minority cannot dissolve the Shutras. You can make Tanai. We're going to see that you can make Tanai basically on virtually on every single thing that's in the Siman, you can override. But yes, we have to know to do that when you create a Shutras. All right. He can't force a new shutras, but he could force a dissolving of this shutras. Oh, we're going to get to that. That's Ramon Sif Gimel. We'll get to B'li Neda, how to do it, and if he could do it, there are certain terms, very Gishmak HaShayla. All right. Just to play this out. What does it mean I could force you to be Chaylik? I could force you, but you say, no, I don't want to be Chaylik. What do I do? Take a bat? What do I do? How do I force you to be Chaylik? So I take you to Bezin. Now what? So Shmuel Rozovsky in Shir Shmuel in Baba Basra, he clears the shayla, it's Reish Beis, he clears the shayla, how, just play this out, how is it actually done? He says, is it pshat that Bezin is koifin the Shah Shutvim? They have the means of convincing the Shah Shutvim, they have bats and whips, so they have means of convincing the Shah Shutvim to say Reitzani, because the halakha is you have to be chaylik, so they force the other Shutvim to be Reitzani, or he says the Bezin could just sidestep the whole other shutin. You don't want to play ball. You don't want to be chaylik, but the halacha is you have to be chaylik. Fine, no problem. We'll be ma'amid an apotropis in your place, and apotropis will be chaylik for you. And Mamela will do the chalukah. Could they do that? Or they have to actually force the guy to say reitzani? And he's mitzadeh without a raya, but he says he's naita, that they don't have to force him. They could just, if he doesn't want to listen, they'll just make the chaluka for him. They'll be maimon apotropos and make the chaluka for him. It becomes an easy process. They do it for him. Lahavda, like the judges too, they sign over properties. Well, the koyach bezin to do the same. They'll just sign over the property. You want to be, no problem. We'll be chaluk for you from now on. You own this property, not that. You're no longer a shutvis, and that's how it's done.
Would have to bezin, or is it koyach that he is like a
probably the second. And Zakaych agrees, Koych Chalukah Zerut, that's his din in Chalukah Zerut. They're going to force that halacha, the Koyfan on halacha. They don't have to be Reitzah, just like they can give a person Baal Karchai. So they can give from a person, force a person to be Mekayim Didin Baal Karchai. They don't have to be Reitzah, they'll be Chaylik for him. The only reason why this is a bit of a Chiddish is because normally by Gviya, fine, I take an asset, I take a value. Here, we have to make a Chalukah. So maybe you want the north side better than the south side. It means really you should have some input in this Chalukah process. And now Bezin's sort of taking over that and putting the input for you. Well,
nobody's stopping the guy from having
input. Oh, so that's probably the chat. That means Bezin's saying, look, we gave you the opportunity to give an input. You refused, you declined. Fine, so then Vices, you don't care, so we'll do it for you. But that's the extra chiddush here, that they're deciding for the person. That decision-making they're doing for the person as well. And Afopika and Mishmuel's noted that, yes, they could do that too. So a corporation in the shares, you mean publicly traded company? A real, if it's a private company, then yeah, that's right.
The
problem is that in every corporation, there are certain laws. Corporations have laws, LLCs have laws. So they have sort of, there's a meaning on certain laws. So you're sort of meshubit to those laws. But yes, in halacha, normally in theory, yes. A corporation or an LLC is a partnership. It's shutvis, and these halachas will be applicable. Yes. All right. Let's continue. Let's get a little more into it. So that's going to be discussing Yad Hashem. That goes under the hefsid, and how much of a hefsid I could cause you to do to make a chaluka. I can give you another case. Let's say there will be a hefsid in a different way. I'll give you a hefsid. Let's say we have a property, and the property has... case was a war, but let's get a more practical case. Let's say there's a bungalow on this property. It's meant to be knocked down. Whatever it is. But the vial we could, use the bungalow for storage. I don't know what we could use. Something nominal. And if I want to subdivide the lot, I have to remove the bungalow. So it could be, if the bungalow has no value or limited value, I could even force the removal of that bungalow and then cause the shutfis to be chaylik. We're going to learn what you could do, what you can't do. It's not... We're going to get to it. B'linada. All right, let's start to Ramah. Nimhoye by din chalukah. If something actually had a din chalukah, the kiblu kinyan shaloi lachlak, this is what you were raising before, and he doesn't want a chalukah, so they will makabu kinyan lahedya that you can't force me to be chaylik, and I can't force you to be chaylik. We removed that right. They made a kinyan bedafka. You can't force a chaluka. Ein on yuchaylin langzaben. You cannot be chayza on that. And the kinyan is kayim. And enachanam, you cannot force a chaluka. You just gave away that right of chaluka. This is coming from Tshuvas HaRashba. In fact, the Rashba, it's kinyan dvarim. I make a kinyan, I'm going to cross the street tomorrow. There's no such kinyan. Kinyan is a transfer of an asset. Something, you convey something, that's a kinyan. You can't do a kinyan not to do something or to do something. So to Rashba, and the Beragala brings it down, in that star, after the base, V'la'avi kinyan dvarim, ki kol echad hikna chelkul l'chaveri betashmish. What does it mean that I made a kinyan with you not to be chaylik? It means that I was makna to you a schus in my half of the partnership, that you have a right to use my half in a way that I can't force you out, and you are makna me a schus in your half of the asset that you can't throw me out. So that's begufu shalkarka, the kinyan was, even though they didn't exactly explicitly say that, but that's really underlying what happened. I was makdin to you a chelik in the karka, right in my karka, and you were makdin to me. Oh, so fact of Shmuel, you had that right anyway. Till now you was a shutan. Teretz is like a Shmuel. Yeah. Till now you had the right mekoich a regular shutvis, so the right was limited. The right is only to make a chaluka. But now I made a kinyan that you have the right indefinitely. You have the right even to prevent a chaluka. So that gives you a greater bialis in my chalik, and I have a greater bialis in your chalik. Memela, I can't knock you out, and you can't knock me out. That's what the Rashba says. The Paiskim. Sorry? Oh, we're going to get to it. Wow, very good. The Ilum's good tonight. One second. The Nesivis says he's Medaik from this Rashba, and it makes a lot of sense. And it's not just the Shitzivis, it's the Shamishpat as well. All the Achrenim really tumu with this, is that a mechila doesn't work. You need an actual kinin. L'mashal, if I tell you, I'm meichel my right to be chaylik, and you meichel your right to be chaylik. It's not going to work. Mechila works. If you owe me money, I can be meichel that. But if I want to be makli you my shirt, I can't be meichel you my shirt. Hinnini, I'm meichel you my shirt. Shkoyek, it's nothing. It's my shirt. How did it become your shirt? I have to be makli you my shirt. So zokt the Achrenim, I'm not being meichel the right to be chaylik. I'm being makna to you a chaylik in the karka. For that mechila, I can't be meichel you my karka. I have to be makna you. So I have to actually make a kinyan for it to work. Without a kinyan, anything short of a kinyan is not going to work. Mechila is not going to work. Hazaz
Akhtachrin.
Because this is not just, this is be'emes, you own half of the shutfah. So really that's yours. And on that half, it's not just a right, it's yours to be taken. So you can't be meichel that. It's part of my bialis. My bialis is that I own half the item and to have half the item. So I can't be meichel that to you. I could be makna you a greater shibit in my half, but I can't be meichel that to you. That's what the Achrayim say. Very gishmak. Comes along the Chazanish. Chazanish is in Baba Basa, Simichez, Ois Tezayin. And he says, okay, beseda, I'm asking, mechila doesn't work. But he says, I think you don't need a kinyan anyway. For a different chap, gvaldik a chap. So the chazanish is there as a halacha. There's a ksois in a number of places in Kufnan Gimel, in Kuf Peites, and there's a nesivis also in Kuf Tzadi Beis. The achreinish arayed that when you make a kinyan on a house, you need a chazaka. What's chazaka? No gadol aparat. You build something, you close the door, you lock the door. No gadol aparat. But he says the achreinim say that's when you want to take acquisition to acquire the entire asset, the essence of the asset. But if you just want the asset for hishtamshis, then the chazaka you need is only hishtamshis. For example, a shvil shakramim. I want to have a schus that I could walk through your property. I want a shvil, a pathway. I don't want the land. I just want a, what is it called? An easement. An easement or something? An easement. I don't want, it's yours, keep it, it's fine. You could be Mekadosh Tisha with it. I just want to have a right to walk through. So I just need Hishtamshis. That, the Poskim say, that for Hishtamshis, it's Nikna with a Kinyan Chazaka called Hishtamshis. The second I start using it, I'm Mishtamish with it, that's the Chazaka, that's the Kinyan to be going to Hishtamshis. What type of kinyan are we doing here? We're doing that you have a schus to be mishtamish in my half indefinitely, and I have a schus to be mishtamish in your half indefinitely. All it is really is a schus ishtamshis. Zokta chazanish, I don't actually have to do a kinyan suda, a kinyan shtar, a kinyan chazaka, a real chazaka. Even a chazaka of hishtamshis is enough. So the second we say, you know what, mikan ve'iluch, we will not divide. I can't force you to be chalik, you can't force me to be chalik. And then right after we say that I have a baseball game on the property, and I use the whole property, so I was mishtamish for the whole property, and you use the whole property, that's it, it's over. The second I use your half, I use your half, I don't actually have to use the whole property, I use the property which includes your half of the property, that's my hishtamshes, that's my kinin. I need a kinin, but that's my kinin. My kinin is hishtamshes, a chazaka called hishtamshes, because all I want to be kind of him anyway is hishtamshes. So to be kind of hishtamshes, all I need is a chazaka called hishtamshes. As I like the chazanish, a nice chap. Comes along Reb Shmuel Rezovsky. Doesn't bring down the chazanish, maybe it wasn't printed by when he had the shi, I don't know, but he argues. He says, no, you're Dava Pashit. He also is Bamek. I want to have a kinyan ishtamshis. He said, a yisoid, a gishmak a yisoid. He said, kinyan ishtamshis means the kinyan, the ishtamshis, vises that I'm making a kinyan here and I'm koina your chalik for ishtamshis. If I walk through your property, that shows that I have a right to walk through your property. That's a kinyan. That kinyan is a chazaka that I have the skus of that ishtamshis. That's very good if till now I didn't have the right to walk there. And from now on, I walk there, so I'm making a kinyan ishtamshes. But till now, we're anyway shutvim. Till now, anyway, I could play baseball on the whole property. So what is it proving that I played the game? It doesn't show that I'm being mishtamish for it for after the time you want to be chaylik. Right? Right now, I'm using it anyway because I have a right to use it. So what does the ishtamshes lie? It's nothing. So how could you use that ishtamshes for a kinyan called chazak ishtamshes? Bitch, I do something, I make a kesef with you, a shtar, sudo, that's a kinyan, beseda. But just doing this ishtamshes won't work here. All of it will work, but by a shutvim it can't work, because anyway I have a right to be mishtamish, it didn't show anything, it's not a kinyan. It's only when you have now a new acquired schus to be mishtamish, so that's when you mishtamish with it, it shows that you just acquired that schus. But otherwise, by shutvim it doesn't work. That's what Shmuel is asking. Very geschmack. All right. Doyle wanted to know, so and asked, what happens if we do this kinyan, and then the guy dies, and all of a sudden I'm left with Yosh. I'm facing Yoshim. You know, it's very nice. The father was a dear friend of mine. The Yoshim I don't especially appreciate. Am I locked into these Yoshim or not? And Be'etzim, let's extend that Shiloh to Lavdav Yoshim, to a third party, to a Boi Koichai. I made a shutvis with you. You're a good friend of mine. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, you decided to make aliyah, and you sold this your chelik off to somebody else. All of a sudden, I find myself that instead of being a shutvit with you, I'm a shutvit with Yankel. I don't like Yankel. I mean, he's a nice guy, but I'm not willing to be a shutvit with Yankel. Does this kinyan bind me even to your bayi koyach and even to your yashim? Sorry? So normally, Avadi, he took over. He was a successor, and he took over everything. You know, my bolachin koskusha that the rishon had mask him, but here I could say I never made the kinyan. I made the kinyan with you. I made the kinyan that I won't be chelik from you, and you won't be chelik from me. But whoever discussed yoshim, whoever discussed boye kayak, if taka we say lahedja, it should be binding on the boye kayak. It should be binding on yoshim. I mask him. But we never discussed that. We just made the kinyan amongst ourselves. We didn't know that we have to discuss that. So memelo, maybe the kinyan's for you and not for your yoshim or your boye kayak. But in the Ulam HaMishpat has the Shaila, and he blibes Tzarechin Ledin. He doesn't know what to do if the person dies, the person sells his chelik to someone else. And he makes two, he's very geschmack, he has a couple of Marim HaKoymes, the Gmois, to this type of a concept. He brings first from Kuf Ayin Vav, over there there's two Sifim, but it's basically the same Lamdis. And the Lamdis here, the Mechabit says over there that if you have a Shutvim in a business, let's say they have a barbershop together, or they're shutvis in, so that's a shutvis in service. You could be shutvis in an asset as well. Let's say they sell ice cream together. So they are shutvis in an asset and a profit-generating asset. So there, the Mechabe says that one shutvis has no right to sell off his chelik to somebody else. Nishna them, even if they made a shutvis, and they were kaveh as man for the shutvis, they said, Lahedya, this shutvis is going to last for 10 years, which precludes a chalukah, which we're going to learn, Yet Hashem. If we make up a zman, a kaveh zman, that we have it for 10 years, then you can't do a chalukah before that zman, because we said that the shittah has to last. If we just have an open-ended shittah, fine. So now we have a chalukah. But if I say lehedi, it's for 10 years, you can't be chalik within the 10 years. And then all of a sudden, Nebuch, the partner, dies. And now he's left with Yarshim. He has to be a shittah with Yarshim. All of a sudden, the Yashim coming into ice cream store, instead of serving the customers, they're eating the ice cream themselves. It's not an Eitzah. I can't be with these guys in the store. It's not an Eitzah. Zog the Mechaba, that the second one of the Shutvim die, the Shutvis is now Nizbata. What does it mean? It means each one has the right to tie in the Chalukah, even though they were Kaveh's man. The Kaveh's man was with Yena, not with his Yashim, not with his Baye Koyach. The Kaveh's man was only with Yena, Memeilo. You have a right to be chaylik. What do you see? Zakta Ula Memishvud, you see from there this concept that even though they made a t'nai, that they're not going to be chaylik within 20 years or whatever this man was, but all of a sudden when you're faced with a new party, a boy, kayach, a yersh, tam, now I'm asking, my dad said, okay, I never made that kinyan. Oh. So l'chayra, ve'gish ma'kedim. But l'chayra is a very fundamental chaylik. And what's the funny? Over there, we're talking about where they were shutvim in an asik, in a business. So you have two left hands. I mean, I'm a Merkel, but you have two left hands. I don't want to be a shutuf with you. But the boy Koyach was a galungana ktichta gamensh, and him I want to be a shutuf with. Over here, we're not talking about a shutuf necessarily with an asik. We're talking about a shutuf just as tamshas. We own the backyard together. We're not doing and selling and buying. That's, there's no masa matin really over here. I mean, if there is, okay, but then it's a better dimyan. But if not, so now it's only a shtamsha. So now the reason to undo that kinyan would be after taina that I to live together with your boy kayak, I was masking, but I'm not masking to live or to be mishtamish together with you. I hear, yeah, you could say it too, but that's not a right from Kufayin Vav. Kufayin Vav is talking where we're doing business together. That's a whole different ballgame. All right. But then he has... No, that's halacha. Shutif on a business cannot sell out his part.
No, I'm saying on a property.
On a property, so that's what we're talking about now. Could he do that?
Anytime.
Right? That's what Ulam and Mishpat is suggesting, that he could. And if whatever deal you had with the first guy, you might be bound with, stuck with the second guy too. Well, maybe not. That's what he's clearing.
No, I'm saying without any deals.
So then the shutif will carry over. Yeah. Right, and then shutif will carry over to the next person. But he brings another raya. Another raya is a better raya, l'chayah. The other raya is from Simon Shin Tazayin. Over there, the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, I believe it is, yes, that it was talking about two parties rented a house together, two boarders, and they rented a house together. And over there it says that one boarder, one tenant, cannot give over his chus schiris to a third party. All of a sudden, then the first guy, instead of having Reuven as a roommate, finds himself having Shimon as a roommate. That you cannot do. That's what Maccabi says over there. The same thing. We made a kinyan and everything because I made a shutvas with you, and with you I could live together. I'm not interested in living together with your boy Yikoyak. So there, that's a little better tushtel to over here. The same idea is that with you I could live together. I could be mishtamish in the chotzer together. With Yen, I can't live together. I'm not maskim, so my male, I have a right to be koyak. It means I'll undo. It's like, I was not mishtatev with you. I was mishtatev this kinyan with you, but not with your boy Yikoyak. All right, that's the ulam ha-mishpat. The mice is you can still be mechalak a bit. It's really not for now. And Shinta Zayin is that it's not so posh. It could be that's unique to Schiris. But if you'll own an item together, could be that's different. Is there a Ramo within Sif Aleph that's mashma like that? It's a problem. But, all right, that's ulam ha-mishka b'laib tzorechi in ladin. There's a tshuvah v'yayme Yitzchak in Chayish ha-mishka kuf pei Aleph. He lived about 150 years ago. Over there, he names on for a pashtis, that once we make a kinyan, his case was slightly different. His case was they made a kinyan to prevent good or igud. Our case is preventing a chalukah of division. Right, but same idea. You made a kinyan together that we don't allow a good or igud, which we do sometimes in a partnership. We want the partnership to start off. We'll put in a certain time limit, short term, a year, 2 years, that you can't tie in a good or igud. You waive your right to a good or igud. And over there he says that if you made that kinyan, that you waive your right to good or igud, then even to the boy koyach, you waived your right. Because whatever the first guy had, whatever he sold to the second guy or the yorshim, they acquire that zchus too, that they cannot be bought out, they cannot be taken over through a gittur yigot. So he names on for a pashtus that the kinyan does carry over to the yoshim and the bo yikayak. All right, fine. Let's continue in the Ramah. Next case. Reuven v'Shimon. Here comes a case which was very prevalent in the olden days. It's kamat not shchiyak today at all, but you see it in Tshuva's Keseda, where there was a concept that you owned your seed in Shul. And this comes up in Shulchan Aruch very often. You could yarshim your seat, and you could mamish. You own that seat. I guess it was a shtetl. You stayed in the same place, l'dayis, and you actually owned real estate. It was real estate. You owned not just the chair. You owned the karka beneath the chair. You owned your seat. That's your place in Shul. You own that. You bought it. You could bequeath it. It's yours. As halakas about Bametran, as halakas about Yerushan, as a mamish throughout the tshuvas, this is like a piece of karka. On a map of Charar, there's a piece of karka here that you own. It's yours.
They had a shot. I remember being alum to the end where they built the Knesset further. So now he's the front row.
And that's what all the tshuvas are busy with. You knock out the Mizrachvan. What happens now? This, that. And that's really what the Rebbe is going to talk about. Two of these type of cases. Similar cases, but specifically benegeh to a type of a chalukah. Let's see. Reuven v'Shimon, sheyesh lehem mekaymus beveis haKnesset, zeh to zeh. One was sitting behind the other, or next to each other. So let's just say next to each other for the time being. V'Reuven reitza lasis mechitza b'neim. V'aseis, how does it go? Tall fences make good neighbors? I don't know. So he decided that he wants to put a fence, literally, a wall between him and his neighbor. V'Reuven writes a lasis mechitz b'neim, and he's not going to take up any space off his neighbor. Or lahaknis hamechitz b'tek shalai, he'll build the partition only on his portion, on his part of the land. V'Shimon writes a la'akev, and Shimon wants to prevent him from having the mechitz. Ba'omroi, he has a tayin, shem yasa mechitz, if Yana's going to make a mechitz, hamokum yiyah dachuk, it's going to be a bit squishy here. Hadinim Reuven, he cannot be mechitz. Reuven has the right to put the mechitz. Why? He's buying a b'teich shalai. He's building in his own property. He's not building in your property. He's not building in Shimon's property. He's building his own property. He can do whatever he wants in his own property. He's not disturbing you. Elamai, it's making your place dachuk. Well, in Lamdis, and we have this often, it's really the other way around. Is that, why was it placed at Rafchis till now? It's because you helped yourself arms room, I don't know, elbow room on my property. You took airspace over my property. I mean, because if you didn't, then the wall shouldn't be bothering you at all, right? Because the wall is only on my property. Vayis says, the Rafka's dig that you had was by using my property. Well, let's say the Rafka says he had a nice, beautiful breeze from, you know, the air coming over, airspace coming over my property. That's very nice. But really, very nice, you used my property. All along, what you were really doing was you were using my property. So now I'm stopping you from using my property. I'm your b'ina b'teich shalai. So memele, you cannot be meicha. Can we talk about chazak is... that what? Were they allowed to build these walls? Yeah, so God, the Tshuva Sarosh, who has a similar case, and over there he says, forget, the minig was that they used to build these mechitzes. Yeah, right. You have to realize it's not like a seed in shul. Now, I want to bring it down. It's not like a seed in shul that if something doesn't work out with your neighbor, you move to the next table. This is your seed forever. You bought this land. It's like just like you put a fence between your property and your neighbor. Why are you putting a property? Why are you putting a fence there? No, because vice versa, it's good fences help to make good neighbors, right? So that's what you're doing here too. You're making that fence. So be able to, like, you know, you have your... So it's a little bit of a chalukah, because what I'm doing is really that even though we were sitting on the same bench, or right next to it, I'm sort of making a demarcation. Now, this is your side of the bench, and this is my side of the bench. And don't you dare borrow anything from my side of the bench. So it is a form of a chalukah. So again, unless you have what we have in Kufna Gimon and Dalnan Hay, we have a Cheskes Ishtamshes, a Cheskes Ave, and things like that, barring any of those forms of Chazakas, Cheskes Or, whatever it is, you don't have a Chazakas. So basically what you were doing, you were using my property all along. You were using my airspace to fly over, to look over at the clock. That's very nice. Right now I'm stopping you from using my airspace.
It's not that a given.
But that's fine. But this property is mine, so it's coming over my property. So I'm stopping it. But that's my property. I have a right to use my property. It's my property. I'm being bainah b'teik shalai. Now, avada, if we are shutvim in their air conditioning, so maybe we could have a problem because then you're preventing me from using my chelek hashutvim. You know, it could be zayt, a good thing. But let's say lahavda, let's just take it to big, right? America has a right to stop someone flying over its airspace, right? So he's stopping you from using my airspace. That's what he's doing. He's a bainah b'teik shalai. So everyone is, again, so let's, fine. Let's go back to the simple case, the Ramah, where you're just becoming a bit not comfortable because it's not as roomy, okay? That's the case of Ramah. In that case, I'm a bainah b'teik shalai. And really the Rosh goes on. This is a Tshuvas HaRashba. But the Rosh has a similar case, and the Rosh says you should know, it's not such that, I'm just mentioning this Rosh now because we're going to need it shortly. As the Rosh says, even if by me building that mechitza, I lower the value of your seat, till now, you could sell your seat to someone else for $1,000, and now it's a bit tight. You're only going to be able to sell it for $500. I could still do that. You're tiny, gewalt geschrigen, it's mamish, niske shkenim, you're hurting me, being mazik me. So the Rosh, all the niske shkenim of Babasra, all the cases, you look, every single one is where I'm being mazik you in your chayfetz. Means somehow, my tree's roots are ruining your bar, creeping into your property. I'm entering into your chavitz and I'm ruining your chavitz. Here, I'm not doing anything in your property. I'm being a baina b'teich shalai. No, Vos, are your properties being devalued? Tough. What the Rosh means to say is, because forget, why did your property have in the first place the value of $1,000? It's because it was using my airspace. So I'm stopping you from using that. Your property is only worth your property. So till now, I was nice and kind. I let you use some of my property. It's fine, but now I'm not letting you do that. And the Rosh brings a raya. He says, every time you have a business, the halach is that I could open up a business right next to your business. You have an ice cream store, and I'm opening up an ice cream store right next to you. We both live in the same city. You don't have any problems about mosses. And I open up right next to you. And the halach, the Gemara says, you could do that. One town official says you could do that. I'm allowed to do that. So Dr. Rosh, why are you allowed to do that? Clearly, everyone's going to be moided that an ice cream store that has a monopoly on the market is worth X amount of dollars and has competition right next door was devalued. So why isn't a tiny of, what do you mean you're ruining my value? The garage knows the thing. I'm a baina b'teik shali. It's finished. In other words, the reason why your ice cream store had a monopoly is because you're using my and the entire city space of not having any stores on their property. That's really what in London, that's what it was. And now, I'm sorry, every good thing comes to an end. It's no longer. Now I'm putting up an ice cream store next to you. It's on my property. I'm not doing anything on your property. I'm not hurting you directly. Yes, you're devalued, but it's not hurting you. So I'm allowed to.
If you have a shrill path next to your house and you allow me to use it for a while, and then you cannot build the gate because you allow me. You allow me to use your
airspace
in the
shul. So that's what I said. So if you have the proper chazak, first of all, it's not so much. Mitzvah Shekziku Barabim has many tonight to it, not so much. But let's just say yes. I said, if you'll have the chazakah that's applicable, cheskas tashmishim, whatever it is, then we could talk about it. With an absence of that chazakah, I have a right to do that. So Mamel, that's this tshuva. Very geschmack, very simple. Coming a little darker, good.
Put a little thing over here. This guy keeps,
right.
Good.
Good, so let's say that. Not a problem. We'll actually be. Okay, fine. That's right. Belina, next week we'll hopefully readdress what type of mechitza and what the din is and why I'm have to be boina that mechitza b'teik shali. It's really totally on Sif Beis. I first want to finish Sif Aleph. Let's go to the next halacha of the Ramah. Another case of Ramah, which is l'chaya opposite in this first halacha. So the Ramah, v'chein rabim hayesh v'masav solechot. There's a bunch of people sharing one bench, b'veis ha-kneses, v'ayesh b'roish, and the one who's seated at the head, he would like to add another place by him. This guy who's second, and he would like to be Moika. Until now, Husheini. That's a besser man. She was number two in the shul. When now you're going to put someone else there, all of a sudden, but if you can add someone there, you're just now making me number three. Right, good. Yeah, hadin imoy v'yachol limchayz. The Rosh says, it's a tshuva, it's a Rosh, that yes, hadin imoy, and Shimon is right. Shimon has a right to be moicha. The first halakha says Shimon cannot be moicha if it's dachkus. And the second halakha says if he's downgrading from position 2 to position 3, then he could be moicha. That's a tshuva, it's a Rosh. So first of all, the smad bavans, what do you mean? The chain. It's mamish the opposite halakha. What's going on? Where's the chain, Rabbi Yechon? It's mamish vaket. The first halakha is Shimon lost, and the second case, Shimon won. So comes along the Nesivis, and Sivkot and Gimel, and Sivkot says, you're right. It's not supposed to say V'chein, it's supposed to say Achein. The Vav is an Aleph. Achein, however, this case is different. This case is a different halakha. This case, Taka, Shimon, has the right to be Moicha. Zok the Nesivis, what is this case? What are we talking about, and why is this case different? Zok the Nesivis, this case is talking about where Ruvain has a very wide, he owns a very wide part of this bench, enough to fit two people. And when he wants to make a mechitza, Eitzel Mekayimim means he would like to subdivide his own area into two. So now he becomes not only position number one, but by default he now became position number one and two. So now he's causing the guy next to him to go from number two to number three. So there is a right to be Moicha. Right, correct. Mashenkin, in the first case of Ramah, he's not lowering Shimon's position. Shimon is number two, and Shimon's still number two, and Mamela out is Geschmack. And he said that the only right, even in the second case, to be Meicha, is if you actually build a Mechitza. But if you don't build a Mechitza, if you just always have your kid sitting next to you, or a guest sitting next to you, that he cannot be Meicha. That's you being Mishamish with your own property. So the Nesivis ends off saying, very good, that is only talking about when you subdivide your seat, you're going to cause his seat to be devalued, to go down in price. Mameli has a right to be Moicha, but if you don't cause the seat to go down in price, then you can't. The Mechitza is Ruvin doing it in his own chelek. No, Shimon. Shimon is still saying in Shimon's property, and he's just cutting his into two. That's what the Nesivis says. Oh, 1 second. And Nesivis says that's what's mavu in the Rosh. Now, if you look in the Rosh, you see the Nesivis apparently learned. It's very important. Rabbi said the Nesivis apparently learned that this halacha, the second halacha of the Ramah, is coming from the same Rosh of the first halacha, namely Klal Hay Simen Gemal. And over there, the Rosh talks about making mechitzes, but the truth be told, I'm not sure what the Nesivis held, but the truth be told is that this Rosh, this second halacha of Ramah, is not from that Tshuva's Rosh. It's from a Tshuva's Rosh a few paragraphs later. It's the same klal, but instead of being Simen Gimel, it's Simen Zayin. And over there, the Rosh says exactly this case, and it's not the case that the Nesivis just described, and it's not talking about a Mechitza at all. And what is the case? And in Baruch Hashem, I found the Shoshanah Zayank of Irsan and the Nesivis, that the Rosh is Mefurish Rakef and the Nesivis. He had a different Rosh. The Rosh that this Ramah is coming from is a different Rosh. The Rosh's case was like this. Just picture for the moment. The Orin is on the Mizrach Zayit. And in the olden days, it was very frequent. Today, we don't have it. We have it by Kol Shimshin, where the people, instead of all the tables facing the front, the sides of the Beis Medrash face sideways. That means the center column, let's say, faces the front. But the side, that means the north and south part of the shul, instead of facing Mizrach, they face the opposite. North faces south, and south faces north. So they have the benches running that way. And whoever is sitting on the most eastern part of the bench is Ebenun. He's in the front. And the guy next to him is second in command. And the guy after that is third in command. That's how the benches work. Comes along Ruvain, the first in command, and he has a nice chab. He said that after the bench, Nebuch did the space between him and the Mizrach Vant, a shot of the space. So what he did was, is he removed, the benches have like a partition at the end of the bench, that marks off where the bench ends, you know, has an armrest, whatever, that ends the bench. Well, he did say, no problem, I'm not sharing any of you. He removed the armrest, he extends his bench another 3 feet, then puts back the armrest. Now he has an extra seat. And he parks somebody there. That's the case. Excellent. 1 second. Comes along Shimon. And Shimon says, it's not fair. You just put your brother there. Till now, I was second in command, and now I'm going to be third in command. This is mamish kefaluch. You just lowered me. You just ruined my Shabbos. I don't know. It's mamish kefaluch. So what's going to be? Zok to Chuvis HaRosh, that Shimon has a right to be Moicha. Zok to Rosh, why? Zok to Rosh, the reason why Shimon has a right to be Moicha is because that bench was Beshutvis, all the people sat on the bench. In other words, every person who sat on the bench owns a chelik of the armrest too. It's one bench. We need that armrest, because armrest is not just to rest your arm. The armrest is an indicator of what's Ebenun, the Mizrachland. So the second guy needs that armrest too, because that shows that I'm in second place. And the third guy needs that armrest too, because that shows he's in third place. We all shoot him in that armrest, in that front thing.
He put back in the same place.
No, but he moved it up.
He
did. He moved it up. Oh, but that wasn't the case. The case was he moved it up. Zok the Rosh, that Shimon has a right to complain, because who gave you a right to move our Meshutav Digger armrest? You took an asset that shared, and you did unilaterally what you wanted with it. You have no right to do
it. Because they could have sold that seat, and now he took it.
One second, I'm going to get to it. Bal, but this is the Chuvis HaRosh.
The same thing would be if, let's say, it's like, everybody would have chairs, not a big seat. You're only extending the table.
You only extend the table, but if we all shut them in the table, then that shows that you're number two and number three in your level, that and economy. Frek the dogma of Avo on the Ramah, Gevalt. You look in the Chuvis HaRosh. The Chuvis HaRosh says the reason why you can be Meicha is because you moved a jointly owned armrest, a jointly owned partition, an indicator of where the front wall is, where the Mizrachvant is. But the Rosh, when he's brought down in the Ramah doesn't mention anything about this daf. It's called a daf. This daf that's at the end of the bench. If the only reason why you can complain is because of that armrest, that partition, the Ramah missed the boat. He left out the most important thing. So he took the Dogma Ravava and it's brought down in Piskei Tshuva. If you look in Sifkan Beis, he says, Shom b'tshuva is a Rosh, mashma lehepach. The daf k'shenasa metchila daf b'reish ha-mesibah. The mesibah is the bench. If you have a daf there, then you can complain. And the Ramah missed that out. As I fact the Dogma Ravava. Truth be told, if you look up the Rosh actually has two reasons why Shimon has a right to complain. One is because of this daf that was now jointly owned daf that was moved. But then the Rosh says another reason. The Rosh said it's very nice that he decided to extend over into towards the Mizrachvant. That's beautiful. But who owns that space? That space is owned by the entire shul. It's not Reuven's. He just decided to help himself and conquer area that's a common area that belongs to the entire shul. So Memela Zokter Rosh, Shimon, who's also a member of the shul, and has a bialis in that common area as well, it's jointly owned by everyone in the shul, has a right to complain that you have no right to take over common area to yourself. Memela, he could complain. One second. So Memela, the Ramah is not so bad. Avada, without knowing the Chuvis HaRosh, you assume that Pshat in the Ramah is because you're downgrading your cheshivas and your position from 2 to 3. But the Chuvis HaRosh says the reason why you can complain because of this downgrading is because you can complain that he has no right to park someone in position number one, because that position number one is in common area. And economy, but they don't care to complain because it doesn't bother their ego. This guy, he's in position 2 and all of a sudden he's in position 3. It bothers him. So Meili, he's complaining. He's exercised a right to it. You could complain too, but you don't care. This guy cares. Meili has a right to complain. As is Dr. Chuvis. So now... that's what I'm saying. That now, if that's Pshat Chuvis HaRosh, so you never could complain mitzad the downgrading of your cheshivas. Why you can complain here is because he's taking over common area. That's why you're complaining. Mashayin Kane, in the first case of the Ramah, the guy is not taking over any common area. He's just putting a mechitza between the two properties, between the two seats. So you can't complain. He's buying a b'teich shaloi, you can't complain. Mashayin Kane over here, where he's taking over with Koshken, if he's moving the daf, but even if he doesn't move the daf, he's taking over common area. Memel, that's why he has a right to complain.
He doesn't have a case. If the rest of the shul is masked to make another seat. He says, but I have a shutfis in there.
And he has a right to be makbid.
And I want to be makbid because I want my place.
Correct. And he has a right to do it.
Then in
Gazan, I'm one of the members in the shul. If you want to take over, you got to get everyone to be masked.
You're a man,
everyone else, including myself. I'm also one of the members of the shul have to be maskim. I'll agree to you like this. Chazon Ish has a case that if the shul is decided by the Zayin Tuv Yair, the board, I don't know, decides these type of areas, where to build, when to build, how to build, and they have the right, the domain, what's it called? They have the right to override everyone's right. If that's the bylaws of the shul, then enochanami, if the shul decides that you have a right to extend, then enochanami shimri will not be able to be makiv, because he can't have a tiny mitzad taking over of that space, and the guy didn't move a daf, let's say he didn't move any daf, so you don't have that, and I'm downgrading from 2 to 3. Nebuch, I feel bad for you, but what do you have to me? It's not, you. In other words, you never own position number one. Position number one maybe didn't exist, but you never owned that area. So really, you're always three. Just it was never there yet, because it was. But you really were always the third position, Abanon. There just it was never a one. There was a two and a three. And now I'm just parking a one. So Beseda, I'm not staring you. I mean, Bainu B'teik Shalai. I mean, well, that's why it would be Mata. All right, Rabbi says, very geschmack. Actually, there's more here. There's a Chuvus Arash here that I have to discuss. But negate to the first Sif. I don't think we're going to have enough time to do it justice. I'll bring the Eid Chazay next week. But this is a case. This is like a little off on a tangent. How this goes into Chalukas HaShutas. There's the idea of how the Shutan can be Chalik with Mechitzas. But bring the Eid Chazay next week.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.